everybody, and welcome to the Thing I Love Most show with myself, Noel Valbon. It's been a while. We hope you're all doing well. We hope you are all still very much safe and well, and have been making the most of this very, very strange time that we do find ourselves in this new dystopian world. But it slowly, slowly seems to be getting back to normal as much as possible, and we do hope you guys are doing well. So we wanted to obviously have a little catch up with our panel, our pundits, and just basically obviously talk about the next few weeks, because obviously the football is returning, which is I don't know if I'm ready for it, to be honest. I've quite enjoyed not having to be depressed and, just be frustrated. I've had quite a nice 3 months of not crying, and, it's been quite enjoyable. But obviously it does return, and it is exciting. But obviously we're going to have some very, very strange rules and regulations with regards to the virus, and it's going to be a bit of a strange time. So here to discuss it, I've got some of our absolute regulars. I've got Mr. Lee Curtin on board. Hello, Lee. How are we?
Hello, mate. Not too bad, you.
Sporting a very, very fetching COVID beard. We have Big Bad Don. Don, how are we doing?
We're good, mate. We're very, very good. How are you?
Oh, he's very happy. Good, yes. I'm very well, thank you. And we have Kofi. How are you, Kofi?
Very well. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Good. Thank you for joining me this evening, lads. Okay, so I really have taken a step back from football over these past few months. Obviously, because there wasn't much going on, and just because it's just been so much stuff that people have had to deal with. But now I'm sort of like getting my head back in the game, so to speak. And it is just going to be a very, very strange thing when it does happen. So obviously, firstly, let's just sort of like, before we actually talk about the specific game, let's just talk about what our sort of like expectations are for how it is going to go as a general sort of football season. Just in terms of how you think the games are going to be, in terms of if you think they're going to be competitive, if you think they're going to be hard fought, if you think there's going to be some like proper full-on games, some full-on wars like we would normally expect at this time of the season when it's so crucial, or obviously the fact that it's quite a strange time, whether people are going to be a little bit more hesitant and less competitive, and obviously the fact that there's no crowds in the stadium, whether that will have a massive effect. Obviously we found in the Bundesliga that the sort of home advantage seems to have gone out the window now, in terms of the fact that the stadiums are empty. So how do we think this is going to be, and how do we think it's going to be affecting us? So Don, I'm going to start with you. So what are your thoughts on the general sort of football returning and your sort of views on how it's going to be?
I think that there's no real definitive answer for me in answer to that question. It changes day by day, and honestly it does. It's like I can remember maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago when this was announced, me feeling quite excited about it and just wanted to get for the games to come, and now it's here. It's a few days away. I'm slightly nervous. I think that the general opinion of most Spurs fans was to cancel the season and start again.
Was surely because we were in a position that we were, in terms of we were already out of the Champions League and the Cup, and we were at that time in eighth. And so if we did finish it, then we would have already benefited by the fact that we would have still, maybe been in the competitions and qualified again. So I think that was probably more to the fact that we had not done particularly well in the past few months. No.
Yeah. I think so. It's you're right in that sense. But I think that this pandemic's bigger than football, and with the uncertainty around it, I know that there's other things have started up. I just felt that we didn't really. Let's be honest. It felt at that time that we didn't really need the games. Now that we're a few days away, there is an element of nervousness and excitement. I believe that it's going to be really good for us, a good exercise for Jose. We spoke about it on our WhatsApp group, how this refresh could be the making of some of the squad. It's there's a nervousness, and I'm pretty excited now. I think let's just do it and get it out of the way, and let's utilize these nine games to potentially improve you know, both physically and tactically from a coach's point of view, the team, and I hope it hopefully improves.
Lee, are you expecting us to do better than you would have thought if we'd have carried on at that stage of the season? Because obviously we didn't have Kane, we didn't have Son, we didn't have Bergwijn. You know, we were in quite a sorry state in terms of our squad. So are you thinking and hoping that the team is going to perform better now? Jose's got more of a full squad. Obviously, we've heard this week that Tanganga is out with a fractured back, and Dele Alli obviously misses the first game. But apart from that, we are looking pretty strong in the fitness department, which was, you know, quite a rarity in most of the season. So are you sort of confident that there will be an improvement?
It's funny, isn't it? Because I think, just very quickly on what Don's saying there, I think a lot of us looked at the kind of, when the season come to a stop, and was thinking, yeah, just wrap it up and we'll wrap it up and we'll come back in August and we'll start again. And that was kind of my mindset, really. And it's just kind of one of those sport kids ones, isn't it? Nothing's going our way, so let's chuck our toys out of pram and we'll start again next year. And it almost happened. But we've got to look at this and probably think, actually, it's probably a pre-season with something to gain from it. And that's the way, I think that's the kind of way I'm looking at it. It's almost a competitive pre-season. So we're not travelling around the world playing all these teams. We're not travelling, you know, over to Asia and over to Australia, then over to America. We're not doing any of that. We're actually playing 9 more games with points to get. And when you look at our squad, as you allude to there, we've got everybody. We've got probably our strongest squad available, bar Tanganga and bar Alli for the Man United game. Some of those boys have got points to prove. Some of them are probably itching, you know, to get started again. Sissoko, Kane, Sonny. I'd like to think that even somebody like Fernandes, who's shown great glimpses when he's come on, I'd like to think that maybe he's had a little more time settled down and looking to concentrate on his football and push forward now as well. Bergwijn, you know, I know he went back home for a little while and then he's come back, and again another one who's, you know, although he's had more success, I'm looking at it thinking, you know, this is probably as good as it gets for us, really. Tanganga's a blow because I think we need his pace at the back. And I know he's a young lad and don't want to pile loads of pressure on him, but he was a real positive in some very dark days.
He was the only positive for a lot of the season, I felt.
It's true. And he gives us a little something to look forward to. So, listen, I think these 9 games gives us a chance to show, gives them a chance to show us that we're on board with Jose. It gives Jose's team a chance to show us that they now have a plan A, maybe. We can see the direction he's trying to get them to go in, the style of football that he's trying to get them to play. Maybe we can all see it. And, yeah, you know, there is that bit where you look forward to it. But the nervous side of it is it has been locked down. So it's not like 3 months they've been on the training ground practicing. Mm. So we do need to be a bit cautious of what we're expecting.
Yeah, but like you said, it's almost the same for all of the teams in that respect, because it is almost like pre-season. Do you know what I mean? It's going to take a while for them to get match fit. There is going to be a strange thing because of the stadiums, you know. So it's going to take a while, I think. But and I quite like the fact there's a few big games early doors. Like, you know, this is a massive game for us. They were big rivals for the Champions League, and obviously if the City suspension stays upheld, then they will, it will go down to fifth, and then it's a real battle for fifth. So this is like a crucial game. So I quite like the fact that we're starting on that, because it hopefully will then, you know, inspire us for the future games.
I think it's worth noting as well, before Kof jumps in, that I'm looking at the Bundesliga as well. They're probably on week 3 now, I think, week 3, week 4. And only now, really, you can see the kind of tempo of football picking up. It's been quite slow. It's a hard watch. The first 2 weeks is a hard watch. It really was. And I think the tempo's just picking up now. You just start to see some of their games with that looks like it's taken them 3-4 weeks to get used to no crowds and getting up to tempo, the pace of the game and the regularity of the game. So something worth considering as well. You know, it might take three, four rounds before we get to see anything real decent.
Kofi, do you think this is been a huge benefit to Jose in terms of the now he has almost a full squad and a little bit more time on the training pitch to really, as Lee said, to almost show us his plan A, because, you know, it did look like he was sort of struggling in that respect to get the tactics right. He was going a little bit long ball. He wasn't necessarily getting the best out of the players in the best position. So do you think this might be a benefit to him?
I think it's been an absolute benefit, because if you look at all the teams, you know, you've just said that a number of teams are all in the same position and everyone's had these last 3 months where they've not played, but they've been able to train, et cetera, in the different styles that they've been allowed to. But actually, we've almost got new signings. We've got players back who weren't going to play at all for the rest of the season. You know, we all know who they are. And I think our squad and the first team that we can put out can match virtually anyone in the league. And that definitely wasn't what we were saying at the beginning of March. You know, our first team was decimated, or the first team we probably want to put out. So Jose, where he himself was saying that he was looking forward to next season, was complaining about the fact that it's difficult to join a club midway through a season, has now got exactly what he wanted. He wanted a pre-season. He wanted an opportunity to talk to the players, train the players in his way, and have a full squad. So, you know, he's got to perform now. It's there absolutely for the taking. We play a few of the teams that are our competitors for Champions League positions. So we've got a real opportunity to turn the season around from something that looked pretty bleak something that I think we have to have high expectations for.
So what are your expectations then, Kofi? Where do you see us finishing? Let's go. Let's start on that one before we talk about the actual game itself. And before we talk about lineups, I'm just going to throw you in there. And seeing as you were just so confident, I'm like, let's just watch him squirm. Let's watch you squirm, boy. So obviously we still don't know about the City result in terms of their Champions League suspension. So we don't know where we don't know if fifth place is going to be enough for the Champions League. So let's just talk about positions, and we'll talk about the actual specific game in a bit. So where do you think we're going to finish in the league, Kofi? Yeah.
I think we're looking at fourth or fifth, and you know we've got to be lucky with the Man City situation if fifth gives us that Champions League spot. I say that because you look at the league table, and first, second and third are a long way away from us. And also, you know, apart from a run of bad games by Liverpool, those teams are all in good form. And absolutely, there's no way we can catch them in any sense, unless there was some greater intervention. So the reason I say fourth or fifth is because we've got all of our squad back. We've got the ability to play the first team that we want to play. Arguably, Dele would play, but obviously for a game, he's out. We play some of the teams around us, which is great. And I would hope that the players feel that they need to step up and they need to show what they can do. Not just the players that were able to do it last season, but the new players that have come in that have shone a little bit, but not quite shone as they can. And I think, because we were so far down, actually starting from a level playing field is such an increase for us. Whereas, you know, it might sound strange, but other teams were already showing what they can do. We've got a lot of potential in there and the ability to show that potential.
But that's obviously down to Jose, isn't it? Now, it's one, tactically, what he does. It's two, motivating those players, because that's key. Because obviously, if it is that sort of like weird pre-season feel to it, the motivation is going to be quite important, going out there and really, really putting up a high tempo, as Lee said, that might only come after a few games. But then also it's selection, because as you've mentioned, you've all mentioned these kind of players that have been the peripherals, have been new signings, have been coming back from injury. Now we have got almost a full squad. It's pretty key that he does pick the best players and gets the best out of them. So Don, what are you thinking in terms of final position? Where do you see ourselves finishing? Do you think, I mean, Chelsea at the moment, 7 points ahead of us, fourth place, They were looking in decent form. They've obviously got a reasonably fit squad now as well. Do you think that's catchable, 7 points to fourth? Or do you think it's fifth place a target and we hope the City get done in the courts?
Well, the great thing about this is it's nine games. And it's important, I think, to start winning from the get-go. I don't think it's out of reach. Is it achievable? Yes. But it's going to be extremely hard. And unless we start right, then it's just, you know, then we're going to be relying on others to lose games in order for us to capitalise later on. Nine games is not, it doesn't feel like a lot of games, but it's one of these ones where I think that, you know, I was speaking to other people, I look at it as our first three games. And I think we've got to win at least two of those games.
Yeah.
So
you've got to look at seven games, I think, winning out of those nine, really, I think, to really pressure the teams above us. I think, and Kane, I think, alluded to that. So, yeah, I think that's key, really. A good start, I think, is right, as you say. What are you saying then? Do you think we can do it? Where would you predict? I know I put you on the spot.
I think that we will finish fifth.
Okay, all right. Fifth is a good shout. Could be good enough. Kurtz, what are you saying? Here he is.
Should I be the optimist and the dreamer or the realist?
How's lockdown life treating you? Have you changed your mood? Are you a happier person in lockdown?
I mean, you look happy.
Your beard looks happy. You've got something to stroke.
Yeah, honestly, and. Yeah, I was stroking it. I watched back the videos of Surge and I stroked it a lot. Why? No. I was just trying to have a quick look at the games of the opposition as well. And so in a nutshell, 27 points at stake. We're 7 points off fourth, as you say. And we've got four of the teams above us. We've got United, Leicester, Arsenal, or behind us actually. Arsenal, Sheffield United. That's what we got. You want a quick start. I think we have to rule out fourth in terms of we do well to rule out fourth is say it would qualify us for Europe. So let's say the top four do it. I'm thinking that ultimately we're going Europa League, unfortunately. And
you don't think City are gonna get suspended?
Well, I don't think we need I'd like them to, but I don't think we can bank on it. And I think that'd be the wrong way to approach it. So, you know, I think, yeah, we go all out. I've just looked a quick look at Chelsea's games. They've got Leicester, Man City, Sheffield United, Liverpool and Wolves. Five of their games.
That's juicy.
And then Leicester themselves have got Chelsea, Arsenal, Sheffield United and Man United. So there is points from the other teams to be dropped. Yes.
Definitely.
I would like us to just put a run of games together, mate, to be honest with you. Get a good few victories in there. And I think the four games that I've named there for us, United, Sheffield United, Arsenal, Leicester, Man United, we pick up a decent return of those. The rest of the teams, in theory, we should be dealing with. We should be taking apart and we should be sorting them out. So fifth would be amazing. And then if it goes our way with City not qualifying, then happy days. But yeah, I think we're fifth or sixth. You look at those games for everybody. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a good run in.
Okay, so how do we actually think the games are going to go? Like, in terms of, do we think, I mean, Lee obviously mentioned the tempo, the rules, what are your sort of makings of the rules and the sort of like the whole setups in terms of like sort of the social distance and that they're still trying to sort of put forward and make happen? You think it's going to make a big difference or do you think that we're just going to get stuck in? How much of an effect do you think it's going to have on the players?
I just go back to some of the kind of international games I've been watching in Bundesliga and Italy. You just get stuck in. If you're not going to get stuck in, we can't be putting you out on the pitch. It's a contact game whether you like it or not, and it nobody else is held back, you know. And you're going to be a problem for your own teammates if you're a bit nervous and you're a bit cautious. So I'd like to think that behind the scenes they've had that conversation, they've had that chat. And if you're not 100% committed, then and you're nervous, then maybe you've got to sit it out. But I'm looking at some of these tackles and, you know, these challenges going in games abroad. And yeah, we've got a bit of an advantage. And I say we as in the Premier League, because I'm pretty sure everybody since the football's come back on, Bundesliga especially, everyone's been watching it because they've been dying for a bit of football. So we've had a chance to kind of see how it goes. And even when they say, you know, just a little fist pump for celebrating a goal, it goes out the window. They still forget it. It's still putting each other in the odd headlock and stuff. So, yeah. And at some point, we do have to get back to normal. So I think football's going to be the way to kind of show, listen, we've all isolated. We've all done what we can. There is going to be the odd case here and there, but we just got to get back on with it. And social distancing goes out the window when you're playing competitive sports.
Don, do you think the fact that the Reading friendly was cancelled because a couple of their squad members had the virus, apparently, tested positive, do you think that will have a quite a bad effect on us? The fact that we obviously only had that strange Norwich training session game, whatever you like to call it, where Lamella scored and we lost. Do you think that will have an impact on us? The fact that we haven't had any other friendly, competitive-ish games leading up to, obviously, the Man U game on Friday?
I think it will. I think that one game, in my mind, wasn't enough. I'm not saying it's going to have a huge amount of effect because, as Lee pointed out, the other leagues, as we've watched them, the first few games, you know, there was definitely some rust there. And it only took to the second or third week of them playing, especially in the Bundesliga, the games I've watched, for things to start to look more normal. So it's going to take time, but other teams will be affected by this. Yes, some of the other teams have probably had more games, but I feel that we have, you know, the best training facilities around. The players, you know, we've had one game that was the media highlighted before the Norwich game, where he played basically a Tottenham versus Tottenham. And I've got a feeling that we're probably doing that anyway. I think that's something that he would have probably be fine-tuning with the squad. So who knows what we've been doing behind closed doors. I think that there's definitely something there where he would have pitted maybe that 11 against 11 at the training ground rather than at the stadium. So I think we're in a decent position. Yes, it will affect us, but this whole situation is affecting everyone.
Sure, exactly. Fair enough. Okay, so I think we can actually now move on and discuss the actual game itself, because it's only a few days away. So obviously we normally talk about lineups and predictions. So Kofi, I'm going to start with you. The man in the north, maybe you've got some like info about the Man United team. Also, we have to congratulate Marcus Rashford today on what he did. With his pressure on the government to make the U-turn regarding free school meals for the kids, because that was a really, really amazing thing that he's done. So props to you, Marcus. That was really, really good, and shows you what people can do when they use their position. It just shows what an absolute mess the government is. But we're not going to get into that rubbish. Well done to Marcus on that one. So Kofi, what are your thoughts on the lineup? Do you think he's going to stick with the sort of the standard back four that we've been seeing? Obviously Tanganga is injured. I think centre mid is probably the most dubious, or not dubious is the right term, but I think it's probably the one where we might have a bit of a selection contradiction between us, in terms of we've got Ndombele, we've got Winks, we've got the Chelsea, we've got Sissoko back now. So what formation do you think he's going to play, and who do you think he's going to play? And just to let you know, you can't pick Ledley King in defensive midfield.
I'm sure he's been running in a park lately. He'll be fine. Before I go into the team, I just want to go back to what you said about Marcus Rashford. And absolutely, I think we should celebrate him. And I think we should celebrate football, because right at the beginning of COVID, footballers were attacked by MPs and a lot of people for not putting their money in. No other profession was scolded in government for not putting their money in. And I think footballers have done really well in terms of supporting charities, getting involved, talking to each other and planning what they should do. So I think it's not done often enough, but I think we should say, you know, well done to football for that.
Definitely, 100%. I agree.
Hugo in goal. I don't think that's controversial.
No.
So we'll start there. I think potentially controversial, but Aurier's bound to start. Bound to. For some reason,
it's just told me that Lee's left the chat.
For some reason, Jose loves him. So it wouldn't be my choice, but I think it will happen. Toby and Jan with Davies left back.
I think we all think that's going to be the back four, no? Don, Lee, before we carry on.
My back four is Aurier, Alderweireld, Sanchez and Davies. That's my back four.
Okay.
I think that's what he's going to pick.
I think he'll go. I think I'm with Don on that. I think that's what he'll go for, just for a bit of pace. So I
yeah,
think it's Sanchez.
Okay, maybe. Big Dave.
Sanchez in for Jan, I think.
Okay, with Rashford and Martial.
United have pace, absolutely. I think, you know, if we skip to up front, then obviously Big Harry Kane plays up front. I think Son is off him. And I skip because the midfield's the toughest job here.
That's not the way it works. What the hell? What kind of team sheet are you going to put in? When you give it to the referee, you're going to be like, we've got Hugo in goal, we've got the back four, and then we've got Harry up front, and then you can pick the rest.
No. The first name on the team sheet is a phrase for good reason, because there are certain people you put on a team sheet and they're going to play.
Okay.
If we move into midfield, then I feel that it's going to be Sissoko and Winks, because I feel that Jose does play a very cautious game. But I can see Lo Celso and Bergwijn starting. I think I'd like to see Ndombele, but obviously we don't know whether the issues that Jose and Ndombele may have had are still there or not. We don't know if their trip to the park has helped them out.
I think Ndombele's been on the munches in lockdown, like a few of us, put on a bit of timber. He didn't. I hope he didn't. He looked a bit more streamlined, actually, in the photos.
He does. But, yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Okay, all right. So, Don, over to you. So you said Sanchez, you think, going to play centre-back alongside Toby and Serge and Davies. So who do you think is going to be holding?
Again, I'm going to agree with Kofi. I think he's going to start Winks and Sissoko. Just going back to it, I personally wouldn't play Davies. I prefer for him to play young Ryan Sessegnon. See, this is the thing about coming back. I think we touched on it before. Players coming back and maybe underperforming or new signings. I think this is where he's had enough time to kind of reprogram mentally and physically and get him up to speed to be playing against United. So
have you seen, from what I've seen, Ryan Sessegnon does not look like a confident left back. He doesn't look good enough for me to play like left back for us.
He's like a confident left-sided attacking player
maybe wing back and maybe left winger, but he just, for me, he's not a left back. And, you know, that might change, but I just don't see him there. And I think he will go for solid, and he'll go for Davies. So you think Winks and Sissoko? Okay, so no place for Ndombele on the bench?
I think he'll start on the bench. I agree with Kofi. I think he's going to go with Bergwijn and Lo Celso. I think that they will play.
Yeah.
And then Sonny and Kane.
That's a strong team, to be fair. I mean, it will be so good to have Sissoko back. Like, honestly, we missed him so much. He's so important for us. Such a drive. And I think Winks worked really, really well for him. It gives Winks a little bit more freedom to just spray the ball a little bit better and not feel like he has to track back, which he had to do quite a lot of the time. So obviously Serge is right back, so he's probably still going to be doing some tracking back. So, and on that subject, over to Lee. have you missed him? What have you? What's going? What, has he got? Have you got like? Have you torn down his posters on your wall?
I have. They're gone now. I thought by June the 1st we would have sold him, but anyway, good old Serge. Not too much different actually, but just to pick up there on Don's point as well. I think we would have gone with Sessegnon, and I think he probably will go with Sessegnon at some in certain games from now to the end of the season. But actually, Davies was one of the players when Jose walked in, who kind of he put in, and he was almost a brighter light than some actually before he got injured. So
and he was almost playing centre back, wasn't he? He like sort of they almost pushed Aurier forward. Aurier was almost playing right wing when they went forward, and then Davies would just like settle in and become a three, which actually worked. They played it against West Ham, and it worked. So maybe that's again what they're looking to do, and I think that's quite innovative to change when you're attacking and when you're defending. So I don't mind that at all. And as we know, Aurier is a little bit reluctant to get back, so that almost does work. The problem was if Davies wasn't playing, then it was Winks that was having to cover back in that right back position, or Sissoko, and then it's just like it's problematic because then it leaves a hole in the middle.
If it's something that Jose's kind of worked on, and that was one of the first things he kind of worked on, it was always going to work with Davies in the team, because if you've ever watched Wales play, he plays part of a back three, and he's not actually a left back for them. So he has the ability and the intelligence to tuck in and act as a third centre back. Whereas somebody like Sessegnon, who's come back up from Championship football after a brief stint in the Premier League where he actually didn't play that many games for Fulham, he wouldn't naturally do something like that. He would naturally be going the other way. So you're then trying to teach him something that he's probably struggled to come to terms with. And for Davies, older head, more experience, he does it naturally. So it might be something that they've had time to work on. Who knows? But I think we start with the back four that said there, Serge, Toby, Sanchez and Davies. I see why Kofi skipped the midfield. You look at it, and it's great on paper. You're looking at it now. You're going bloody hell, all right, Ali's out, but you go Ali, Winks, Sissoko, Lamela, Lo Celso, Moura, Sonny, Fernandez. You're looking at it all of a sudden now. You've got options. You've got people that can do different jobs. People that can play. Even left Dyer and Skip out, just like your more defensive minded ones. But the others, they all give you something going forward. So, there's going to be people upset about missing out, I think. So, I think we go Winks and Sissoko, and then, I'm gonna mix it up. I'm gonna go Lamela, Lo Celso, Son, and Kane.
Nice. No Bergwijn. Okay.
No, I think Bergwijn comes from the bench. I think Ndombele comes from the bench, and I think Lucas comes from the bench. Again, Lamela, when fit, and we're not running around picking up yellow cards, he's been somebody that's shown us a little bit of fight, a little bit of backbone, and seems to like what Jose's doing. So he's one that kind of feeds off him. So I think that would be my start.
He still seems to sort of split the Tottenham camp on a lot of the forums. So still, people still don't seem to rate him. But I've always thought that he's influential, I find, and he does, he provides a bit of bite, and it inspires the other teams to actually start fighting, I think, even if he does get a yellow card, frustratingly. But he chases and he runs and he does create. He doesn't always look like he's got control of the ball, but he does create stuff, and he does come up with odd assists, and obviously he got a goal the other day. I was really impressed with Bergwijn before he got injured, actually, to be fair. I thought he was looking like a real threat. I like his style. I like the fact he's got good control, tight control, not afraid to attack, got good pace. So I think he's going to be, if it's on the bench or not, or starting, I think he's going to be a good player for us. And Fernandez as well, actually. I quite like Fernandez. He just, again, needs more game time. And I think Fernandez, I still don't really know where his best position is. They sort of played him right wing a little bit, left wing a little bit, centre mid. Like, I don't really know what he wants. And maybe Jose has spoken to him about it, and maybe it's obviously where they find there's a bit of a weak link in the squad. But obviously, as you mentioned, like, we've got Skip, we've got Dyer, we've got Ndombele, we've got Moura, we've got all these players that play in those sort of midfield positions. So where Fernandez fits into that jigsaw, I'm not really sure. I'm not sure what his best parts is.
I think there's another big factor here in the way that, you know, Project Restart is going, and that we've got 5 subs per game and we've got 92 games for all clubs to play. And that is that people are going to make lots of substitutions. Players, you know, might be getting injuries because they're overexerting themselves without enough of, you know, match fitness and a run-up into these games. And the games are going to be coming thick and fast. So managers going to be looking after their players. And we know that when Jose was in West London, he loved putting 3 subs on. You know, could he be the first manager to put 5 subs on? You know, I hope we're not in a situation where we're that desperate, but if we need to change a game, it's possible. So starting lineup absolutely is important, but I think the 5 subs is a different factor that we're going to have in the Premier League.
Yeah, I agree. I love the fact you're calling it Project Restart as well. Sounds like some weird, like, slipping, like, CIA, like, been campaign. We're going to Project Restart with Serge Aurier right back.
I'm just agreeing with Kofi, but I also think that we're probably better equipped than other teams. I think some Premier League teams have a great starting 11, but looking at their bench, it wouldn't be as strong. But you've got to think that, yeah, we can play 5 subs, but actually, Tottenham have got some quality players on the bench that can change a game.
We don't really have a right back up.
Yeah, there's that. There is that.
But, you know, Toby could play there maybe, or Sissoko. Okay. All right, okay, so prediction times, guys. Predictions, my favourite part of the show. Obviously, you know what I'm going to say. It's pretty standard. It's 2-1, isn't it? It's 2-1 victory. It's pretty simple. Hugo's probably going to let a clanger in. And Kane's going to score. And then probably, I think, Bergwijn's going to come on if he doesn't start. And he's going to nick one. So it's going to be 2-1. You heard it here first. So, Lee, over to you. What's your prediction?
Yeah, I'm with you, mate. I'm with you.
All right, mate. Thanks for coming on.
I'm getting 2-1. I think we're just kind of, yeah, I think we'll nick it. I think Kane will grab one. I think Hugo will make a clanger. I don't know who's getting a second, but I'll take it from anybody. So,
do you think the crowd's going to push us on?
Well, I think the crowd might actually do us a favour. I know we haven't spoken too much about it, but I think a lack of a crowd might actually do certain players a bit of a favour.
Okay, that's interesting. I mean, there was definitely a bit of disappointment and animosity and, you know, anger towards the end of the last few games. Obviously, like, you know, the Norwich game, the Cup game was abysmal, you know, and there was a couple of performances that definitely were like, it was hard. It was really, really hard to watch. And it was hard to get behind the team, but you have to try and do that. And so, yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe not having that feeling of, you know, pressure, it may help. But obviously, you know, Man United are going to be, you know, quite relaxed in the fact they're not having that pressure against them either from our fans. So it's going to be interesting. So 2-1, 2-1. Don, what are you saying?
It's tough, but I'm going to go with a 3-0 to us.
Then what now?
You heard. I think we're going to win 3-0. I think we're going to win 3-0.
Have you been smoking in lockdown? Have you been getting some high grade summer salad on top?
I think that, you know, the players will be mentally and physically refreshed. I think we'll catch them cold. And it's revenge time. You know, Jose needs to do this against Ole. I think, you know, he got tactically outsmarted at Old Trafford, and he will want this, and he will instill that into our players. So I'm going for a 3-0. It'll be a hard-fought game, but I think the chances we have, we'll put away.
Well, you've been having a good lockdown. So, okay. That's all I'm saying. You didn't obviously have the weekend that I did. So let's speak to Kofi. What are you predicting, KP?
Well, in terms of the goals from the home side, I think I need to agree with Don there. I think we'll get three. I think Harry will just want to come out of the block.
You mean us? You mean Tottenham? Why are you speaking the goals from the home side? Are you referring to Tottenham? Are you talking about us?
Tottenham will score three. I think Harry will just want to show that he's back and want to stick a couple away. But we've always got a clanger there somewhere. So 3-1 for me.
3-1. Okay. Wow, this is exciting. It's getting me a little bit more excited now talking about the actual game and thinking about actually football and, you know, what's going to happen. Okay, wicked, guys. Nice one. Well, thank you for joining me this evening. We'll be joining you again, and we'll be having another catch-up next week. I think we'll probably do a show on Monday before the Hammers game, and we can obviously reflect on the game on Friday night. So, yes, fingers crossed it's going to be a good start. We really do need those 3 points. And so, yeah, hopefully it's going to be a good week, and hopefully the scumbags get stuffed tomorrow night as well. So thank you to Kofi, to Lee, and to Don. Once again, this is Noel Barbon. We are Thing I Love Most Show, and we're available on Facebook, Thing I Love Most Show, TTILM Show on Instagram, and we also do have a YouTube channel if you want to check out some videos as well, and we're on Twitter, TTILM Show. So please subscribe or follow or share or do anything you want, and we hope that you have a good week, and we will speak to you all again next week. And I haven't said in a while, but come on, Friday, it's come on you Spurs. They are the most experienced.